Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, March the 18th of 2024. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And great to have you with us wherever you may be tuning on, however you may be accessing the program, regardless of whether you're using an iPhone, a Droid. If you use a Droid, I wish you would get delivered and use an iPhone. Phone deliverance. I just had to throw that in there. I'm an iPhone user myself. If you want to use a Droid, go ahead and use a Droid. But I imagine if I told Siri that I wanted a Droid, I'm not sure that Siri would help me find a Droid. I doubt my Siri would. He'd probably say, "Watch it."
Probably.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because obviously he would not be for the Droid. but that's even if you're using, you know, an Apple laptop versus a Microsoft laptop. But for phones, I prefer Apple. Are you the same way?
I prefer Androids.
What? Why do you prefer Droids?
I just prefer their interface, always have.
What about their interface?
I just enjoy how it works better than an Apple, I guess.
Well, it is a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone, regardless of what smartphone you got, or even if you got a flip phone and you're able to listen to it on a flip phone. I guess those things are sort of coming back in, but on a very limited case.
Yeah, they've been around for a while now, the comeback flip phones. At least a year, haven't they?
Yeah, but nothing like they were in their heyday.
That's very true.
In their heyday, most people had either a flip phone or a slider phone.
Very true.
Like those slider phones have the little slider key that you could use for texting.
Yes, I had one of those, and I loved it.
Are those coming back? I don't see those coming back.
I think they do have one similar, but it's still a touch keyboard. Like it can be like a screen and a keyboard. Does that make sense?
Different from like how our phones are now, which are all touchscreen.
Right.
But those are kind of making a comeback, but they'll never be what they once were.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever hit the high that they once were.
Not like the fanny pack has.
No. Did you hear now they're calling them bum bags?
Why are they calling them bum bags?
I guess they don't like the term fanny pack.
What? Does wearing a pack on you make you look like a bum?
I really don't know, but, you know, the new generation has to put their own twist on things, make it their own.
You're not a bum if you use a fanny pack. If anything, you might be more organized.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I've been happily using one for like 2 years. I don't think I'm a bum using it.
No, you most definitely are not a bum.
A lot of people who use them, they're not bums. They just, you know. But I mean, nonetheless, I'm glad you tune in regardless of what device you use to tune into the program. Thank God that you've tuned in. But man, March 18th, and though it's getting later in March, why are we suddenly cooled off to the 40s and the upper 30s some days? Why? We were in the 70s last show. Places down south, their temperatures are dropping.
I don't know why. It's like we're kind of going in reverse almost.
Mother Nature, why did you do this to us? Why? Why? Miracle Man to Mother Nature. I guess she doesn't care. And from what I understand around here, we're going to be like this until basically the 1st of April, at least.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we might get a 50s here and there if we're good and nice, but it doesn't sound like the 60s are coming back until at least April. What? That's a what to me. That's like me rolling my dice and getting ones.
Yeah, definitely not something I would love to hear.
Me neither. March 13th was the last day we were in the 60s or warmer. Yeah, March 13th.
My goodness.
Which is kind of different, you know, when you started March to where by the 3rd it was over 60. The 3rd. But, you know, man. Hopefully in April we will get the paybacks that we need. And maybe get some extra 70s. Yeah. Lots of 70s maybe. Be in the 70s almost.
That would be wonderful.
Wait. Knowing Michigan, it'll only be a few days. And we all know it. Places like more south might have some more. And places like Georgia. And like South Georgia, like Valdosta. Imagine places like, who knows about like Atlanta, but probably Valdosta. Because Valdosta, have you been through Valdosta at all?
I'm sure I have.
Does it look like Florida, like people say, or is that a hard one?
That's a hard one because I don't remember.
What about Savannah? Have you been there?
I don't think so.
So what's the further south you actually remember being in that you know of in Georgia? Do you remember being like Tifton or something?
I don't really remember much about Georgia, to be honest.
And where you do it was mostly in the metro Atlanta and north.
Yeah.
What about once you get down to McDonough? Or nothing that you remember south of 20?
Nothing really south of 20 that I can recall.
Basically, all your memories that you know of would basically stop at like the museum. They stop at the exit for those museums or like at 20?
Like at 20.
Because there's a couple exits past the museums, but they're different ones based on which way you're going or whatever.
Right. I don't recall any museums, to be honest.
I mean, like the Software World of Coca-Cola, Phillips Arena, now State Farm Arena, Turner Field.
Where is the State Farm Arena?
It is what used to be the Phillips Arena. It is now State Farm Arena, like near CNN Center.
That sounds familiar, but maybe I just remember hearing about it.
But you do kind of remember where the World of Coke is, though.
Not really.
But some of those exits are kind of, you know. But you remember a Peachtree exit, though.
I do.
But that's about as far south as you remember, though, with, like, Peachtree.
Yeah.
So, in other words, downtown connector.
Right.
Obviously, that looks more like Tennessee than what it would Florida. Obviously.
I would have to agree with you on that.
Because Georgia, as far as when you're going north, it goes all the way up to like 353. Like real high. But anyhow, well, like I said, you know, maybe they'll get all straight 70s in April down in South Georgia, down in the north, but in the south, yeah. Possibly. But us? No! I wish. One can dream, as they say. I know in heaven we won't have to deal with one or no more. Or at least this. I'll ask that my mansion be kept snow-free.
There you go.
In my little corner, snow-free. 70s and 80s all year round. Loads of sun. Rain that is so limited. I mean, every once in a while, I say, bring it on, God, big thunderstorm of your spirit. You know?
Right.
If it's just going to be that and not the stuff that just destroys everything and makes it so it can't play outside. It's like spiritless all the time. But if it's going to be the natural, I'd be like, limit that to like none. Because you know, like nice any weather, but I do like me a good thunderstorm. Sometimes I like to joke about it, and I like to say, you know, when it thunders real, 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 real loud, I like to be like, hey, thunder from heaven! You know, and I'd be, but I'm like, and you'd be like, is that real thunder from heaven? You know, the stuff you hear outside when there's a big, big thunderstorm. No, it's not. But I like to think it. I know it's not, but, you know, think of it what you want. You know, I'm just grateful that you've tuned in. Hope you had a good St. Patrick's Day parade. Hopefully you wore green. If not, then, oh well, the day's over, so can't pinch it through the air.
That'd be a neat trick if you could, though.
I'd be like, pinch. Because I give you a long one over the messenger yesterday. I give you a long one.
You sure did.
It felt like a Hertz donut to you.
It did.
Hertz donut. But nonetheless, you know, didn't mean anything severe by it. You know, just having fun. You know, you gotta learn to, you know, have fun and. Like it can't always be serious. I mean, we go through serious stuff and all that, but you know, you got to learn to laugh at some stuff. You got to learn, you know, it's important. You know, it really is, and I don't just sit here and say that. And so. The pun of the week. This one does come to us from my local Planet Fitness. How do you cook an alligator?
How?
In a crock pot.
That's a good one.
It came from my Planet Fitness, where I live, and every so often, you know, every week or sometimes 2 weeks, they'll put a sign. You know, well, there's one sign that says, like, become a member today or what have you. And the other side, they'll have a joke. And I enjoy it when they do that because I'm always looking when I get in there to see, you know, what is it this time? Like, to make sure I'm not missing one. I'm sure I've missed some when, like, you know, if I've been on vacay or something. Or, you know.
Hey, Riz, I just wanted to let you know so you can say a quick shout-out. We've got friends listening tonight. Tammy and Melinda are listening to the show tonight.
We got a couple of different people tuning in. We got Tammy and Melinda listening in, you know, a couple different people. I don't know if we got your – I don't know if your family members tuned in, your mom or whatever that was you said was tuning in. Are they tuned in?
Yeah. Everybody's tuned in.
I mean, those family members of yours. I mean,
with your mom.
I'm talking about yours. Yours.
Yeah, my family members listening too.
That's what I mean. That's what we're referring to.
Connie B. Sorry.
Shout out to Connie.
No, that, oh my goodness. Her name's Linda Smith.
Shout out to Linda tuning in. Sorry, Connie. If there is a Connie listening, shout out to you. Yes. No discredit, and give credit where credit is due, and no discredits either, you know, because I don't want to say Connie when there isn't one. But nonetheless, you know, shout out to all of you who are tuning in, you know, regardless. I'm glad you've tuned in. I'm glad you've made the determination to tune in the program to learn what God, you know, it's always great when you tune into the broadcast. It really is. And so I thank God for you. So whether you've been tuning in like for the first time ever or whether you've been tuning in like the last You know, like whether it be the last month or last year or since day one even. You know, day number one, you know, like from when we launched this back in 2017. Because believe it or not, we launched this on Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. It'll be 7 years on this July 25th from which we launched this. 7 years.
That is amazing.
And I've just kept it going. And as they say, I've been going and blowing and been faithful to God. And have been steadfast with it and, you know, not just been AWOL all the time. Because, yeah, not obviously that shows that to me this is something I see as important. And, you know, in these last days, we need the word of God. We really do.
Amen.
And that's one reason, you know, why we need a church. The Bible says, therefore, the Bible says, therefore, don't forsake the gathering of yourselves together unless you see the day approaching because you get so busy and you got so much to do that you. Oh, doesn't say that. Therefore, do not forsake the gathering of yourselves together unless you see a pandemic hit and it. Huh? Doesn't say that either. Do not forsake yourselves the gathering together. Even the more so as you see the day approaching. Not the less so. Apparently, people don't think it's important as they used to. Over the last 30 years, church attendance in America has dropped a lot. It should be going up, but it hasn't been. People have become carnal. People have become worldly. People have decided, well, why do I even need to go to church? People have decided And so it might be like, well, I love God. I read my Bible at home. I pray. Honestly, I would just, some of these people just talk that. But some of them probably haven't read their Bible in years. Do you agree? They'll say they have one, but they haven't read it in years.
Yeah.
So if you believe in your Bible, read it. If you believe in the house of God, go there. Don't just say you believe in it and not go. You know, you need it. And I bring you the word to supplement, not to be a replacement for it. I don't bring you this program so it can be a replacement for going to the house of God. I don't do this for that. Do I supplement it? Yeah. I love doing it, and when we have people getting saved, you know, different people listening, and people just love listening to the program. That's all good, but we don't do that. I don't do this to be a replacement for you going to the house of God. That's not why I do this. I mean, I love bringing you the word with you. I love doing worship with you. I love doing all that. But I don't want you to just think, oh, it's replaced. Oh, I'm good. I listened to this program 3 times. I don't need to go to church. Oh, really? Because the truth of the matter is, I am not your pastor. I am not your pastor. You can't give me your tithes. The Bible says, you know, to bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in thine house, you know, and the pastor would pray over it. The priest, the pastor, would pray over that tithe. So that's just me for a minute, you know, bearing my heart with you. Aren't you glad that you have a show? Aren't you glad that you have a show host that'll share their heart with you?
Amen.
Kind of stuff and not just kind of la 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 la. You know. So I don't just say this stuff to have something to say. I say it because I think it's important. And so. I want to remind you that starting tomorrow, I can't believe I'm saying it, but I am. Starting tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm stepping out. Which we are going to dive into the Easter teachings. You know, the first time I'm going to do kind of an overview of it, based on still figuring out whether it'll be Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, but kind of an overview of what all happened. Then I want to go into, you know, we'll see. One of the days it's going to be the teaching of all the times that Jesus shed his blood. And when he shed his blood, what all did that do for us? What did the different times when he shed his blood, not those different places, what on earth did that do for us? One of the times we're going to get into the seven sayings of Jesus. What did he say when he was hanging on that cross? And it'll be great. And I'll take time, make sure I take time to talk about these Christian holidays. People try to steal these from us. The world tries to use them to make it their own little thing. People have tried to make Santa Claus, turn Christmas into a little Santa Claus thing. Some people will put up a nativity scene, they haven't read their Bible about the virgin birth of Jesus. They put up a nativity scene, but they don't have no idea. Easter, people will, you know, they might just think it's about some silly bunny and some silly eggs. Quite honestly, I think the bunny is more silly than Santa. I think the Easter bunny is more fake than Santa, don't you?
Yeah, I would have to agree with you.
Because at least Santa, we know, the real, you know, Saint Nick. He did great. He did great things, you know, and he was a Christian and all that. But the bunny, I can't find anything about God in the Easter bunny. Can you?
No, not. I've never really looked into it, but I never believed in the Easter bunny.
Whereas I sit here to this day and still like to think that Santa brings gift cards and stuff. I do. Don't you? I like to think that he still brings stuff, even though it doesn't go ho, ho, ho or anything, but I just believe, you know, he drops it off, you know, somehow, some way, or puts it in the stocking. I always say you can't be given a stocking and not somehow believe in Santa. Do you agree? Because Santa fills the stockings. Somehow they get filled, whether your parents filled it, whether your husband filled it, whether, you know, someone filled it.
I have to fill my own stocking.
What? You fill your own stocking?
Yep. But I do believe in the, I don't want to, when I say the spirit of Santa, I don't mean like Holy Spirit. I mean like the idea, the joyful idea is what I mean.
And having your stocking filled and.
Yeah. Like, I believe we all kind of become Santa in a way where the giving, the gift giving, the wanting to spread cheer and delight and, you know.
In a way, whether we're the ones always doing the giving.
Right.
Whether we're the one being having it handed to us.
Right.
But I don't mean gifted to us. Like you know, when you open that little stocking to see what's in there. Oh, yay, these chocolates. Yay, this gift card. Yay, these socks. I needed those. Yay. Or what, you know.
Right.
And I like to say whatever is in my stocking was the stuff that Santa brought. You know, just me, to each their own. But the Easter Bunny, you brought an Easter basket or not. I never say that Easter Bunny brought it.
No.
And these people, and I've heard it before, where parents will try to tell their kids, well, will you say thank you to the Easter Bunny? They're like, thanks, Mom. I was like, I'm not going to thank the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny is something I just always walk right past. And let me tell you something I've noticed. His decorations are never as cool in a mall or whatever as the Santa ones. Have you ever noticed that?
I certainly have.
They're not the same. Compared to that, it's like, silly bunny. Oh, 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 Merry Christmas. Silly bunny. And then all that, you know what I mean? The Easter Bunny. Like, or whatever. And I want to say something like the Easter Bunny is mean compared to Santa. You know?
Well, I wouldn't say
they're
mean,
not mean, but it's
not
just
as jolly.
He's not all jolly. He doesn't have that nice loud laugh. He's just kind of quiet. You know? He's your candy. He's your little, you know? But, you know, yes, all that stuff is fantasy, including Santa Claus. But we're so kind of like to have fun with it. Yeah. You know, but hey, computer, why do you say pain? No pain. Be healed. If it says it again, you know what I'm going to say? Listeners, if my laptop says pain again in one of my episodes, you know what I'm going to say? Be healed. Because more pain. I curse pain in our bodies right now. I say our bodies are healed and whole in the name of Jesus. I curse all bacterial and viral things. I curse cancer. I curse diabetes. I curse, you know, malfunctioning organs. Whatever the cause is, you know, thank you that you're healing us right here and right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that our bodies and heal us whole, but you would just heal us right here, right now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So now I'm going to remind you of a couple things, the normal things that I was trying to mention to you real quick. Number one. First thing I want to remind you about PayPal. I mean, the book, Rivers of Miracles, is the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been. You can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing to your life. That is riversofmiracles.com. Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. The other thing that I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. It's between you. It's up to you how much you sow. It's between you and God. I am not going to tell you how much to sow. Not only that, I'm not going to turn my episodes into fundraisers. You won't be hearing me bring the auctioneers on. You know, like the auctioneers that are at the county fair when they're auctioning off these big animals. or whatever, the different things you have here and there. Going once, going twice, soul, whatever, 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 whatever. I'm still so thinking about doing this when the Lincoln County Fair comes one of these days. You know, if I'm busy or whatever, and I'm at the midway to decide not to show that night. But, whatever, I have to do the livestock auction. I'm still thinking I might do this. I might just be in there, make sure I'm real close to the mic, somewhat close to the mic after I say, that I'm not going to do the show. So you can hear exactly what I will not be turning my episodes into. That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
No, it sure would be.
And then I'd be like, well, guess what, listeners? I'm not going to be doing this on my show. Otherwise, if I did, I'd be like, I just have him do it. He can be the auctioneer, but he was like making it into a rap, almost. They know how to almost make it into a rap. And sometimes people start clapping when the numbers are going way high. I mean, it's fun to watch, but those kids, they're kind of sad about it when they auction those things off. But nonetheless, I'm not doing that on my program. You decide in your own heart what to give, between you and God. And I always like to bring you a verse on which to show, in which to sow your seed. Therefore, my God is able to make all things abound toward you through every good work. Every good work. That's not just one or two or three or six good works, whatever. That is through every good work. Make all sufficiency abound. That means above and beyond of what you need. Above and beyond what you need. Not just enough, more than enough. Oh, and by the way, we're in the month of March. And in March, the foundation was laid for the heaps. 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 What does that mean? Piled up blessings. That doesn't just mean finances. That means like heaps for your life. Heaps. Dr. Rodney Howard Brown teaches on this. He's teaching on this every service he's in the pulpit this month, at least at some point. And tomorrow night, briefly, I'm going to bring out these heaps verses on what this is all about. And what happens, we have to pile when it's not just a little and it has to start being piled up, heaps. And he wants to bless us. He does. Amen. So the verse I want to sow into your life tonight. I just gave it. Wherefore God is able to make all things abound toward you through every good work. And to sow your seed, you go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, you type in rivers. RYVERS, the last name is Shukla, SHUKLA. Keep in mind, please, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla, kindly. The other thing related to that I would like for you to keep in mind, is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Please make a note of that, kindly. I'd appreciate that. I really would appreciate that. All right. I'm going to sing a couple of songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. Mm-hmm. up in the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Oh, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. We'll see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. For I lift it up, you're shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you, may his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, the Lord bless you and keep you. Vegas face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Ooh. Amen. 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 The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, and your going, and your weeping, and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and their children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you and around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming and you're going and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. You are with us. You are for us. You are for us, Jesus. You always are going before us. You're hemming us in. You know, Master, what it is that we need. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, that your blessing is on us. It's great to serve you. It's great to know you. It's great to know that your hand is on our life. It's great to have you. It's great to have you. Thank you, Master. I'm grateful that you know, Master, what we need in our lives. That you are our God. You are the great I am. Yes, you are. Thank you that you're meeting the needs of every listener that has tuned into this program. You know what they need. That you're meeting those needs for them. Right here and right now. Thank you for our time and your word tonight. You know what it is that we need. Thank you that you are strengthening us. You are strengthening us. Right here, right now, I pray that these storms that are trying to come against us, even the stuff that might just be, even the stuff that's just kind of just on our back and just trying to hinder us, that it would stop right here, right now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that you would just have your way instead. And I thank you, Lord God, for our time in your word tonight, that these listeners would be ready to receive what you have for them, and that you help us to study. And thank you that your word does not come back void to us. And I make my confession over this program, that sponsors come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program in Jesus' matchless name. I want you to go with me to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 12. Praise God. Deuteronomy 12. And I will be beginning with verse 1, as is common for me. Thank God for the Word of God. Who knows what we would do without it in this day and age. I know, I just made the statement, but honestly, I don't know what we would do without it.
Be completely lost.
Mom, what do you got?
I know you're reading Deuteronomy.
What do you got?
I just come to say I'm so proud of you and the radio show, and thank you for doing a great job. I love you.
I love you.
I just needed to pick up this.
Did I get it off for you?
Yes.
Bye, Liv.
But,
love you.
But verse 1, chapter 12. All business, all seriousness, Deuteronomy 12, verse 1. If you didn't find it by now, you're going to do convert class, I guess. Chill up. I was only kidding, listeners. So some of you at home, if I said, what? No, but all seriousness now, Deuteronomy chapter 12, we're going to begin with verse 1. These are the decrees and laws that you must be careful to follow in the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess as long as you live in the land. Destroy completely all the places on the high mountains and on the hills and under every spreading tree where the nations that you are possessing worship their gods. Break down their altars. Smash their sacred stones and burn their Asherah poles in the fire. Cut down the idols of their gods and wipe out their names from their places. You must not worship the Lord your God in their way, but you are to seek the place the Lord your God will choose from among all your tribes to put his name, capital N, there for his dwelling. By that place, to that place you must go. Bring your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your tithes and special gifts, what you have vowed to give, and your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. There, in the presence of the Lord your God, you and your families shall eat and shall rejoice in everything you have put your hand to, because the Lord your God has blessed you. You are not to do as we do here today. Everyone of these sees fit, since you have not yet reached the resting place of the inheritance the Lord your God is giving you. But you will cross the Jordan and settle in the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. And he will give you rest from all your enemies around you so that you will live in safety. Remember the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. There you are to bring everything that I command you. Your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your tithes and special gifts, and all the choice possessions you have vowed to the Lord. And there rejoice before the Lord your God, your sons and daughters, your manservants and maidservants, and the Levites from your towns who have no allotment or inheritance of their own. Be careful not to sacrifice your burnt offerings anywhere you please. Offer them only at the place the Lord will choose in one of your tribes, and there observe everything I command you. Nevertheless, you may slaughter your animals in any of your towns and eat as much of the meat as you want, as if it were a gazelle or a deer, according to the blessing of the Lord your God gives you. Both the ceremonially unclean and the clean may eat it, but you must not eat the blood poured out on the ground like water. You must not eat your own towns the tithe, every grain of new wine, of oil, the first one of your herds, the flocks, or whatever that you are vowed to give, or your free will offerings or special gifts. Instead, you're to eat them in the presence of the Lord, your God, the place you'll, where your God will choose you, your sons and daughters, and your men servants, and maid servants, and Levites, tell them to rejoice about the Lord, your God, in everything you put your hand to. Be careful not to neglect the Lord. Lord, your God will cut off before you in the nations that you are about to invade and possess. When you have driven them out and settled in their land, and after they have been destroyed before you, be careful not to be ensnared by inquiring about their gods, saying, how do they, these nations serve their gods? We will do the same. You must not worship the Lord your God in their way, because in worshiping their gods, they do all kinds of detestable things the Lord hates. They even burn their sons and their daughters in the fire as sacrifices to their gods. See that you do all that I command you, and do not add to it or take away from it. And then the next chapter talks about, you know, worshiping other gods and how you shouldn't be doing it. Folks, it's not good to, like, try to think about, you know, how do these other people worship their gods? And all that. Here's what God said. Anything you put in front of God, it's an idol. I don't care if it's your son or daughter. I don't care if it's your mom. I don't care if it's your dad. I don't care if it's your grandparents. I don't care if it's a TV actor or actress. I don't care if it's a sports athlete or team or whatever. If you put it in front of God, it's an idol. And we shouldn't be giving ourselves over to idols. Because God does not permit idolatry. He doesn't permit it. When you see all these people, some of these other people, you know, all those other people, they worship their other gods that couldn't deliver them or anything like that. They're the astral poles, these poles, those poles, all that other stuff, you know, they worship their gods, quote unquote, their so-called gods that couldn't deliver them. They couldn't help them in the time of need. They couldn't heal. They couldn't deliver. Folks, we worship God. Our lifestyle should be a life of worship. And honoring him, telling people about him. So yes, there's worship, as in praise and worship, and all that, you know, and all that, and there's that, and I'm all for that, and you know, and And, you know, when you get in the house of God, you know, you do the praise. First of all, to thank God for what he's done, you know, that, and also to get the world off of you. Almighty God, not on you over the course of the, and the, you know, and the loud and the shout and the holler and the, you know, and all the hoopla. And then, but then, somewhere in there, you transition to that sweet worship. And you worship him for who he is. And the mention of his name. But the form of worship I'm talking about is that as a lifestyle. And him being your God. Him being what you adore most. And you know, so there's more to worship. Well, how do you live your lifestyle? There's more to it. It's not just about music, whether it be fast, whether it be slow, whether it be, it's not the kind of worship I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about, he should be the one God that we worship, the one God we serve, the Lord. So he's talking about worship as the form of serving the Lord, not as a form of music. Even though, you know, thank God for that. That is important. You know, and the sweet surrenders and all that. Those are all important. But I'm talking about, you know, living your life for him. And not as opposed to living it for yourself. Some people will try to say, oh, go ahead, you live your best life now. Jesus said, live for me. He didn't say, you live your best life now. And to a degree, I get to a degree to live it up, and enjoy time on earth, and it's all good, you know, you have things you enjoy. God wants you to have certain things you enjoy. He's all good with that, you know, maybe a certain kind of car you like or whatever, you know. Just don't let that stuff get between you and God to where you love that more than God. He wants you to have children if you want them. He wants you to get married if you want to. He'll help you. He doesn't want you to put those things in front of God to where it's like, I can't even come to the house of God because at all anymore because those kids are more important, because my spouse is more important, because my roses are more important, or my car, I gotta deal with my car, oh my goodness, my car, ah! Then what do you do? I'm not irritated. I'm just saying what people do. And they will too, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, but you'll know you're in love with God and that you truly worship him when you see him as important. When you find that you can't wait to enter into his presence, you should want to worship. You shouldn't have in mind, I gotta come before the Lord. I gotta enter in. Oh, really? I gotta close my eyes? What? You know, we do it because we love him. Jesus said the time would come and has now come that true worshipers would worship in spirit and in truth. To me, that sounds like a whole lot more than just music. because it's a tiny little piece of it. Just a piece. When I hear you will worship, he that will worship in spirit and in truth, that sounds to me like a lifestyle. Sounds like a lifestyle, not just some music. Or something you do at church. Or bow down and kneel in his presence. Or whatever, with certain postures you might do. Maybe, to me, that sounds more like a lifestyle than just certain postures you may do. It's a lifestyle. When I hear of the true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. But he told them not to be, you know. He told the Israelites, you know, not to be, you know, doing, you know, trying to go up to these people and ask them how they worship their other gods, you know, and find out. And, you know, like, just checking the time. But I worship because I love what the Lord has done in my life. That's why I live my life as a life of worship to my King. And you may notice that I do a lot of worship when I sing on my program. Yeah, I praise and then I enter into worship. And, you know, you get that sweet anointing. And that's awesome. But true worship is through a lifestyle. And knowing in your heart that he is your first love. And why would you worship God when you honestly don't love him? Don't you agree? It's hard to worship God when you don't love him, isn't it? If you don't really love the Lord, how are you going to truly reverence him and worship him through your lifestyle, let alone just because you're in a church service or streaming or something like that? You know, and just say, oh, I'm going to be nice. Just to be polite, I'll do. At that point, you're just doing it. At that point, you're just doing it to be polite or something. That's not worship. Worship, you know. Yes, it's through, you know, some song and that, if that's how, you know, how you worship. And that's all right. But true, ultimate worship is through your lifestyle. It really is. And when God sees that you live for him and you put him first and all that, and that you're in his will and all that, God looks down and says, no, now that's a worshiper. That's someone who really and shows that they love me. And that I'm important to them. I don't mean that I'm important. I mean that I'm their first love. Because to us as Christians, God shouldn't just be something that's important. He should be our first love. And if he's not your first love, what is it that's so important that's ahead of God? That you love more than God, for whatever reason it might be. I'm not asking you what that thing is, but if we were live somewhere tonight and I was to hand out cards and have you write down on these pieces of paper, what are four things that you couldn't live without? You write them down on a piece of paper. Different people would write down different things. Then if I said, okay, put one of them down. And then talk to you a little more. Okay, put number two down. You know, drop it on the ground. Number three, put it down. And that last thing. What is that last thing? That you have. I would hope it would be Jesus. We did a thing like that at Invasion years ago. Every one night, everybody in the attendance was given those cards to figure out, to fill out. Everyone, every person. Jesus was on my card. I mean, I had a few other things. If you had a few other little cards with those other things on them, I let them down. But if I did that card thing, would he be that number one thing? Or would it be something else? What would it be? I would hope that it would be Jesus. And if it's not, you really need to check your heart and find out what is going on. And you'd need to be repentant for some idolatry. Because God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. You know something else? When you're breaking one of the Ten Commandments, you're in sin. And God hates sin. He doesn't want us to be living in sin. And he is faithful and just to forgive us. Why? Because he loves us. Because he cares for us that much. He really does. And God doesn't make these rules for some self-righteous anything. He's not doing it for some ego thing either. If one of us said, you shall worship me, which we wouldn't, but if one of us did, here's the thing though. None of us created the earth. God did. God is the high and lofty one seated on the throne in heaven. He created the earth. He created us all. We were created to worship him. Yes, we were. And so were all y'all, wherever y'all are listening from. Or you all, or however you would say it, even in these other countries. As we have people tuning in from all over the world. But you know, we were created to worship him. We were created to live for him. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would not lose track as we go through our lives. I thank you that we would realize that we would make sure that you are our first love. And that if you were not our first love, we would repent right now and rededicate our lives to you right now. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.